All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is a review for Bohemian Rhapsody, barely directed by Bryan Singer. He was fired at some point during the filming stage of this movie. The writers are Anthony McCartan and Peter Morgan, and it stars Rami Malek, Lucy Boynton, and Gollum Lee. The synopsis is a chronicle of the years leading up to Queen's legendary appearance at the Live Aid 1985 concert. It starts off with some background of Freddie Mercury and his family. His real name is Farouk. He and his family kind of have some differences about them living in London and how he grew up in a different country and just the values that Freddie has taken on. There's an early incarnation of what Queen would be. They're playing for a group of college students. The group is okay, but the college students really don't like it. They're approached by Freddie, saying that he writes songs and he likes to sing. Laugh him off at first. One of the band members drops out. They take on Freddie. They start playing. They realize that they're actually decent at it. Begin to start recording. They get noticed. From there on, it just starts them on the path where they become a very popular group. What I thought about this movie, a lot of it is dependent upon Rami Malek. Rami Malek is a great actor. If you've seen some of his earlier acting gigs, he was on 24 for a season. He was also in a miniseries about World War II that came on HBO called The Pacific. And he is also great here. Everything is centered around Freddie Mercury. So a lot of the band that are still alive, they take a backseat to this more or less being the Freddie Mercury story. Not the story of Queen, but it is all the Freddie Mercury story. So the bulk of the movie is focused on him. No one else gives any background on their family lives. It's really just Freddie's character. Covers a lot of the more popular songs that they had. Another One Bites the Dust, We Will Rock You. Then just them clashing with their labels. And then a very sharp turn focusing on Freddie Mercury's personal life. The movie's shot well, is serviceable, but it is just very safe. It is a very basic biopic. And I think for me, it was slightly ruined a little bit because 2 or 3 weeks before this movie came out, I saw a documentary about Freddie Mercury on TV. That covered a lot more than what this movie covered because, again, this movie's just really hitting the highlights and then it ends on them going to the Live Aid concert, which is one of Freddie Mercury's last big performances. Skips over a lot of things about Freddie Mercury's personal life and then him eventually developing AIDS. That's how the movie is structured. Meets up with the band achieves superstar status. As the movie kind of just loses focus towards the later third of it, tries to show the band breaking up because Freddie wants to show that he can do things on his own, then the group being a little disgruntled about that. Again, the movie is serviceable. It's not bad. Anyone that is not Freddie Mercury, you're very unimportant to the whole entire story. The secondary characters, the acting is okay, it's passable. Overall, I would just give this about a 6.5. It's not the greatest biopic ever. It probably goes to Straight Outta Compton and Ray. Those are the two best musical biopics. Again, it's okay, just very safe. You can tell that they didn't want to touch on certain topics. This movie went through development hell. There was a version of this with Sacha Baron Cohen. He was supposed to play Freddie Mercury. He and the existing bandmates clashed about how Freddie was going to be portrayed. And then it just kind of languished for a little bit and eventually got it done. Just very sanitized and somewhat basic. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.